Well, shalom, and welcome to another 2 hours of Jewish soul music. I'm your host, Charlie Bernhout. This is show number 248 for May 19th, 2014. I hope that you enjoyed the programs that I had prepared prior to my going to Israel. I spent the two wonderful weeks in the Holy Land. 4 days by myself in Yerushalayim, and then together with our wonderful group, first of all, davening at the Great Synagogue in Yerushalayim is such an experience, just to be there on Shabbos. And then the AFSI Chizuk group, about 25 brave souls, for Yom HaAtzmaut. The first thing we did in the morning was to go to the Temple Mount. Yes. And then as part of our tour, we were in Jericho. We were in Hebron. Of course, we paid a visit to Sderot and our friend Elon Davidi, who was the mayor there. And we met with our friends who were displaced persons from the Gush Katif, and then on to Hebron and Ariel. We were up in the Golan, right on the border, right on the Syrian border, and many other interesting places. And we spent the second Shabbos in Tzfat, which is just a beautiful experience. Anyway, I am going to be continuing the programming that I started last week, which was to play for 2 hours, 2 hours of Chazonis. Only cantors who are not with us anymore. I just didn't want to get into having to make decisions of who to include and who to delete in terms of the living cantors, and there are many, many fine ones available, as you are aware. But this two-hour program will feature more of the great cantors of the past, the distant past, and the recent past, as you will. And before I get to the Chazonis, I want to remind you that there's an outstanding concert that's taking place on Sunday, the 25th of May, at 7:30 at the Congregation Talmud Torah Flatbush on Coney Island Avenue in Brooklyn. They have a tradition there of many, many fine cantorial events in the past. My friend Levi Karnas is producing this, and my hat goes off to him because he put together just such an outstanding lineup for a Mincha Maariv of Sfira Davening. And it doesn't get any better. I mean, you've got Yaakov Motzun, Yaakov Stark, Zevi Muller, and the outstanding young chazan from Israel, Tzvi Weiss. And Shimi Miller will be there with the Aaron Miller Memorial Choir. So it promises to be an outstanding evening of Chazonis. And it should be a sellout. I mean, anybody who's interested in Chazonis, I know many people come up to me, when am I going to get involved with running Cantor's World kind of an organization again? And when are we going to have those wonderful concerts? Well, here's a wonderful concert that is coming up May 25th at 7:30 at the Congregation Talmud Torah of Flatbush. And if you need information, just simple, email me, cbjmusic@al.com, cbjmusic@al.com, and I'll help you get tickets. Well, you better do it soon because it's going to be a sellout. Don't come crying to me when they tell you no more tickets. Okay, let's get right to the Chazonis. Our first selection will be Shmuel Vigoda with Moron Divishmaya. Shmuel Vigoda.
Oh, тебе шимаю. Лох, ми станеном. Лох, лох, ми зганеном.
That was a Shmuel Vagoda with Morin Divishmaya. We'll next hear from Yosela Mandelbaum, and this is his classic Rozo de Shabbos.
Oh. Shabbos, ye Shabbos, des Hagedas veruzu deyachot, le Michele Yachadat v'yish parshad mishit ruach harum v'chol edinin v'misabri bila kada yishavishu. Abre mi no. capisco. Degli satras, degli satras becchamo i trin ligabè. Be maliku kadisha.
Yossele Mandelbaum with his classic Rozo, the Shabbos, Mysteries of the Shabbos, of the Sabbath, from the Sephardic service. Just beautiful. I hope you enjoyed that. Well, next here, David Moshe Steinberg with Omer Rabbi Elozar.
Oh,
David Moshe Steinberg. We'll next hear from cantor Moshe Taube with Uvnocho Yomar.
Thank you.
I forgot how much the choir played a part in that particular recording. That was Young Boys Choir accompanying Cantor Moshe Taube. Okay, a little choir there. Simcha Kosovitsky. Some people think that Simcha was the best. I don't get involved in this. I just met someone from South Africa, and he was telling me how Simcha and Yaakov were in many ways better. I don't get into this. I don't get into this. But the four brothers were all terrific, and this selection I'm playing of Simcha, the Ad Heina, is certainly a classic. And you got to be pretty good to be able to pull this one off. So let's hear Simcha Kosovitsky with Ad Heina. Thank you. Simcha Kusevitsky. And let's hear Yaakov. That's the fourth brother. We've played Moshe and David and Simcha, and now it's Yaakov with Av Horachamim.
Av Horachamim, Yerachim. Be the choir.
Okay, that was Yakov Kusevitsky. Our next selection will be Sholem Katz. Well, look, you're all familiar with his Kale Mole. It's an incredible recording, which I believe I played during the Yom HaShoah, and you know the story involved with that. His singing of that saved his life when he was about to be killed in a lineup in the concentration camp. But let's hear Mizmor LeDavid. This is the 23rd Psalm. And this is Sholem Katz.
Mizmor LeDavid. Hashem Roi Echsor
Shalom Katz with Mizmor Le David. Look, you know that I've been making a presentation on the life of Yosla Rosenblatt, and as part of it, I bring in a little cylinder Victrola, and I bring my 1904 RCA Victor with the wooden horn, and play the original recordings, but. These next two, the reason I'm going through this is Carniol recorded in 1913 and Mizell's in 1905. Now, 1905 was really probably one of the first years that the disc came out. That was the year that Caruso first recorded and Yosla. But you got to remember, Yosla was in Hamburg and came to the United States in 1912. Yechiel recorded this in 1913. One of the things that you may or may not be aware of is that prior to 1925, all recordings were what they call acoustic. They stood in front of a large horn and sang into the horn, and the vibrations went down to a diaphragm that vibrated, and that's how the masters were made. And there's a whole story about how difficult it was to get the master such that you could make thousands of recordings. It used to be that in the beginning they could only make maybe 20 or 30 or 40 recordings, and they had to sing it over and over again. But that's for a different discussion. When you invite me to your shul to do the Rosenblatt presentation, before I go into his life, I go into the history of recorded sound, because you know, you got to think of this. Rosenblatt was born in 1882. The cylinder was first came into prominence in 1900 when he was 18, and he was 30 by the time he came to the States and was recording for RCA, although he was recording for them in Europe prior to coming. Anyway, that little background, we're going to hear Alter Yechiel Corneille. Now, I admit that I haven't played Corneille in years, and well, let's hear his Nekadesh, which is from 1913. This is Corneille. Well, that was somewhat, that sounded a little primitive. Well, yes, 1925 was when they first came out with a microphone and speakers and an amplifier. And that's why prior to 1925, there were no symphonies because you couldn't quite record a symphony with 40 or 50 or 60 members and have them in front of a horn. No matter how big the horn was, it was never big enough for that. Some small orchestras, yes. You had klezmer and the like. But in any event, I mentioned 1905. That was the year that Yeshaya Mizell's recorded this next selection, Sur Yisrael. Aryeh Leib Rutman was also one of the earliest to record somewhere around that time. And as I mentioned, the Caruso's first recording was 1905. And according to Rabbi Samuel Rosenblatt, in his bio of his father, 1905 is when Yesler recorded in Europe, although we don't have any of the recordings from that year. The ones we have started around 1907 or so. So let's hear Yeshaya Mizell's. By the way, Yeshaya Mizell's was the cantor at OZ, and he retired suddenly in 1911, which fortuitous for Yesler, opened the way for him to come to that congregation, which was one of the finest and most active congregations in the city of New York. And let's hear Yeshaya Mizell's 1905 recording from with Sur Yisrael.
Moshe v'nei Yisrael achon ishira b'simcha rabo v'yom erocho
from OZ. They had quite a history of Chazanis there. Of course, they had the famous Yesala there for off and on through his turbulent life. And let's close with Jacob Barkin. So I've been playing cantors from the golden, what I call the early golden age, the late golden age, and the post golden age. All cantors who had passed away. And yeah, what can I tell you? I just didn't want to get into a whole mishmash. One day I'll do a series. It'll probably take me a few months of all the all the living cantors. So let's get to Barkin, Jacob Barkin, with Havdola.
Thank you.
Okay, that was Jacob Barkin, and this is Charlie Bernhout, hoping that you enjoyed this first hour of 2 hours of Jewish soul music, continuing from the program of last week, playing 2 hours of great cantors of the past, of the distant past and the recent past. And I have to figure out what we're going to be doing next week. I'm thinking about it. But don't forget, May 25th, I'll be discussing that at the start of the second hour. Got to be there, because it just doesn't get any better than that. So shalom, everyone, and thanks for joining with me.